from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heart is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Baseball, we'll get to football as well. That's the most important thing, as we all know. But Super Regionals down in Baton Rouge at the box. Kentucky back down there. Paul Skeens has already played them once. I was looking at the numbers. That's the biggest money line number of all the games that are about to be played because of Paul Skeens on the mound in game number one against the Cats.
Oh.
Lake, are you there? All right, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. So, Bill, good morning. But listen, the worst performance of the year for Paul Skeens came against Kentucky. When Paul Skeens was asked, what is your prediction, he went full Rocky III, Glover Lang, and he said, pain. And he looked in the camera. He's ready. Bill, let me tell you something. People don't understand how bad the weather delays and weather affected the Super Regionals this weekend. It's coming. If you want to see full Raging Cajun, tune in Saturday starting at 2, because it's coming.
Yeah, and they're talking about just explain that, because Hattiesburg is supposed to be real messy, which means starting and stopping and negotiating or working with your pitching staff. That can be dicey, right? When you got a guy's heated up his arm and now he's cooling down, it's raining, he's in the locker room, it's not as easy as just throwing him back out there.
Well, you saw that this weekend with Paul Skeens in Louisiana. Like, so, Bill, the question from Jay was, I mean, so the weather said 10%, okay? Like 10% rain, all right, whatever. Well, then Paul Skeens goes on that Friday against Tulane, you're like, what's going on? Well, needless to know, our good buddy Josh Eaches over at WBRZ, the meteorologist, Jay Johnson's calling him like every 45 minutes, Bill, during the week. Anything changing? Anything changing? Anything changing? And then finally on Thursday, you know, he talks about, or Josh Eaches tells him, hey, coach, you're going to have some pre-scattered storms. It's going to get really bad. Within a minute, he goes to Paul Skeens and tells him, hey, you got to start on Friday. It's our best chance here. So, Tanner Hall, Bill, I'm just going to tell you, for Tennessee fans, Tanner Hall's a dude, okay? So, you're going to see him within the first 2 days. Whichever weather day it's going to be in Hattiesburg, you're going to see Tanner Hall, either Friday or Saturday, because they're not going to stop and start him. The only chance that Southern Miss has, they got to throw Tanner Hall. Bill, last week he was lights out. He's always been lights out. He shut down multiple SEC staffs. If you speak to any scout, he's probably going to be in the 20 to 25 pick range in the first round of this upcoming draft. So, I mean, he's a really, really dynamic pitcher. But, yeah, you got to manage your staff really good. And, look, I think Wes Johnson did a really good job this weekend along with Jay on how to affect the bullpen. I mean, the fact that LSU went to Floyd and Hurd the way that they did and what was really one, two different starts, really, and both of them dominating the way that they did was a really good job by Jay Johnson, but very, very good job by, obviously, Wes Johnson, who Bill we know is now going to Georgia.
Georgia fans have been hitting me up, and I said, hang tight until we get Blake in here. What's Georgia getting in Wes Johnson?
Well, I'm just going to tell you this. Now, Paul Skeens has told us this verbatim, word for word. He would not be at LSU if it wasn't for Wes Johnson. That is the caliber of recruiter. That is the caliber of dude that you're getting. Could you imagine Bill Georgia having Paul Skeens with Charlie Condon? Could you imagine Bear Jones not leaving the state of Georgia and being on that Georgia baseball team? If you speak to anybody in the greater and anybody in the SEC, you know what they'll tell you, Bill, is Atlanta is a hotbed of baseball recruiting. LSU knows they have guys in the Raptors and baseball Hall of Famers in college that went to LSU. Bill, they're from Atlanta, the greater Atlanta area. He's got to do two things. Can he recruit? Number one, we've seen him do that. And then number two, can he start doing some different things in Georgia? Bill, let me tell you this. About 2 weeks ago, the rumblings about Wes going to Georgia started happening when LSU went up to Athens. We spent 45 minutes on this topic on my show. Why was the entire athletic department at the game against LSU? Paul Skeens is great, but when you start getting Kirby Smart, who has not attended one baseball game in 2 years, roughly, to go to a game, you know something was up, so we started making some calls and found out. It really told me, Bill, that Georgia was getting serious because Wes Johnson, a year ago today, was with the Minnesota Twins. Bill, they led Major League Baseball in ERA. Led them. The reason LSU was able to get him, it was because they actually were going to spend the money. It was the first time that ever happened where a Major League pitching coach left in the middle of a season to go to a college program. By the way, Georgia had to spend money to come get him. Bill, he had an $800,000 buyout. And this is, we're talking about baseball now, okay? They are being serious with this. As his coaching carousel continues, I think Wes Johnson was a massive addition for them, and I think it's a great hire. He's a really good pitching coach. Look, LSU's bullpen, Bill, over the last month, what's happened? Oh, wait, their ERA leads the SEC over the last month? Well, where does that come from? After all the questions and concerns that they have, their bullpen has been locked down. We saw it in Hoover. We saw it this weekend. They've been really good. So, Bill, you know what? Yeah, Wes Johnson's done his job. And congratulations to him.
Kevin in Muletown said, Tanner Hall threw 123 pitches Friday, then turned around and started on Monday. Will be interesting to see how, if his arm is tired.
He's going, Bill. Scott, look, he's going. Let's just call it what it is. He's going. He's got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to go. Now, will he be on some form of pitch count? Maybe. But Scott Barry, okay, Southern Miss's head coach, who, by the way, I have a really good connection with Coach Barry. He recruited and brought in my cousin who closed for him at Southern Miss. Coach, this is his last ride, okay? Bill, I promise you this. Tanner Hall's going, okay? If he's not going on Friday in some capacity, I would be a little bit shocked.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you're Tony Vitello, you have to prepare like you're getting their best. You have to.
Well, Bill, listen, Tennessee, in my opinion, the best thing that can happen for Tennessee is see Tanner Hall on a Friday too, because Southern Miss is not built to face Tennessee on a Saturday Sunday scenario. They have to win game one, because if they burn Tanner Hall and can't win. And against Tennessee, they're in deep trouble. Now, I know we talked, Bill, all year long about them being bipolar and all this stuff. They're getting hot. Southern Miss is not the team that has Tennessee-level depth. They don't. And so they got to win game one. They have to do everything humanly possible. Now, the Pete Taylor Field, I'm just going to tell you, Bill, it is raucous. Of all programs, of the top 20 programs, they were the number one team in the group of five or G5, whatever you want to call it, mid-major programs. They led in attendance. That place is going to be rocking, I'm telling you, especially with Scott going to be out. You know, he's going to be retiring at the end of the year. So game one is crucial for them moving forward, especially with Tennessee and how hot their bats have gotten as of late, especially Christian Moore.
Blake Ruffino each and every Wednesday with us. Blake, any new news football-wise?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Number one, Trey Bradford, a running back that transferred to Oklahoma, then came back to LSU, got in a little couple of situations. Well, he's back on the roster. So we'll monitor that. But the big thing I'm going to tell you is I think, Bill, just the transformation that we're seeing in the body of Jane Daniels, Bill, he's got to be 15 to 20 pounds bigger. So when we talk about Notre Dame under Brian Kelly and we talk about LSU under Orgeron and Les Miles, the transformation in the weight room didn't ever really happen, okay, for LSU. You can see a massive difference. For me, the additions that they have along the offensive line with these guys reporting, I think, is a big deal. And I will just tell you this, recruiting is about to pick up for the Tigers too. Like I told you this before, Bill, the last time the state of Louisiana got locked down the way that it's been right now, there was a guy by the name of Nick Saban. He did it in 2001. Brian Kelly is going to be the second coach to possibly do that this upcoming year. So we've had Orgeron, we've had Les, and everybody talked about Brian Kelly and the staff and him recruiting. Well, Bill, I'm just being honest. In the class, it's really, 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 really deep. Nobody's leaving. The top 15 players, there's only three players that they have left in recruiting. I feel very confident they're getting two of the three, and the third one's going to be a fight and dominate McKinley. So, what do I say about the recruiting? If it's the last time that it's happened was 2001 Nick Saban, the man deserves his roses for how they're doing in recruiting. And look, his staff, my God, Frank Wilson is killing it right now on the recruiting trail. But, Bill, it's going to pick up in about 2 weeks, and all the way through July, some of these kids are going to be committing.
In 24, with an eight-game schedule, a one-year deal we have now in the SEC, and a 1-7 format, who's the one team that they absolutely will play? Because it won't be Ole Miss, because you can't break Ole Miss Mississippi State up, right?
Oh, why do I feel like they're going this year? Why do I feel like they're gonna give LSU or 24? Why do I feel like they're gonna give LSU Alabama?
Well, and here's the thing: you can still play those games. It just won't be the one permanent game. It doesn't mean it won't be on the schedule, but that one's an interesting one. Because you know that Alabama and Auburn will stick. But anyways, we're out of time. Hey, Blake, tell everybody how they can get your info.
AY Sports Across the Board, live at 6 and live at 7. Join us there. We got a lot to discuss tonight.
All right, man. See you later.
See you, Bill. Go tight.
There he is. Fantastic. Does a wonderful job each Wednesday here on the show. Omni National Hotel.
Good morning. We still see some volume right now coming out of Rutherford County on 24 westbound through the Hickory Hollow area, coming through the Mount Juliet area, also building westbound on I-40 through that stretch of Wilson County out in Dixon County. Watch for some radar this morning on I-40, not too far from 840. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than the average pest control company. Check out a list of their services by logging on to crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. In-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Jim Rome Show.
Man, I love Facebook. That's not in any way a time suck. It is such a valuable use of your time, going on everybody else's page and posting how beautiful they look when they don't. They don't. You know they don't. Come on. Anyway, do what you want with your time. I don't want you to tell me how to spend my time. I won't tell you how to spend your time, but I will tell you this. Stop cropping out pictures and including yourself and then acting like, hey, my hair looked great that day. My makeup was perfect that day. Just do what I tell you. With regards to this, you'll be fine.
Weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio. Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Aware of. I've talked about it, but let's peel back the onion a little bit more here. SEC officials, unfortunately, I am not for this at all, are in D.C. today to lobby for NIL legislation. A week after California advanced a bill that some say is a crisis. SEC officials will meet with their delegations along with one-offs. Nick Saban, for example, will meet with Majority Leader Steve Scalise. They want uniformity when it comes to name, image, likeness. I don't want anybody in Congress, their grubby, nasty hands on college football, but the SEC is up there. And I don't mean the Security and Exchange Commission. I mean the Southeastern Conference is up there talking to them. And that makes me physically ill. Now, let's get to California. I've talked to you about this. And the fear is that something like this could go viral. It could go like kudzu does, you know, kind of the weed thing. It's a weed like that keeps growing, like a vine kudzu. It's West Tennessee. The legislation in California is labeled AB 252. That's the number known as the College Athlete Protection Act. It's been called an existential threat to the NCAA and its current system by some. Whatever side you're on, still must pass through the Senate in California and then receive the signature of the governor, Gavin Newsom, but that's going to happen. That's going to pass. Under the new legislation, programs that generate college programs in California generate revenue during the 23-24 school year, this year coming up, in excess of their 21-22 total, would be forced to distribute those funds equally among athletes. I'm skipping around here because I don't want to read you the boilerplate. If a school's football team, for example, is the only sport that triggers revenue-sharing payments, remember, it's the difference in that year, 21-22, and the current year, 23-24. If the football team in college in California is the only sport that triggers revenue-sharing payments, which could very well be the case, it says, for example, athletes on the women's teams at that school would receive the same slice of the revenue pie. Payments to college athletes would be capped at $25,000 annually, but they could still receive a surplus upon graduation if they complete their undergrad degree within 6 years. D1 schools in California would be barred from cutting any sport or funding for athlete scholarships under the new amendment. What happens in California could have major ramifications for the rest of the country. When the state passed the first NIL bill back in 19, it set off a domino effect of other states following suit in an effort to stay competitive that the NCAA could not stop. We knew with NIL that if we could get one state to do this, we could get all the other states to do it too, said National College Players Association President Ramogi Huma. In response to critics calling the bill an existential threat to college sports, Huma said he sees the legislation as an existential threat to the injustice in college sports. And so the point here is, and I've talked to you about this, the bullseye, whether it's legislation in a state, California, for example, here, or in the situation with the players' organization led by, at the time, the Penn State quarterback, and Jeff in Chicago's brother, the lawyer who heads it up, the bullseye is the TV revenue. And as we know, the Big Ten has a brand new, very fat and juicy contract. The SEC has a new one, too. Will it be a league decision where they have to get the states to cooperate? Again, we have to see how this plays out. Will they actually go along with this? Do you think the SEC wants to be paying athletes a portion of the TV revenue that they're getting? Do you think the schools want this? Now, remember, that's money coming out of their pockets. That money is, even though it's a monster number, it's finite. It doesn't print itself. So you start taking away from the money you get as a university, doling it out as you see fit. Now it goes to the players. How does that work? Now, again, it's capped. They say out there it's capped to $25,000 per student-athlete. It's evenly distributed to revenue and non-revenue, male and female. That's in California. It will pass. That 100% will pass. What other states might adopt this? Will the SEC, kind of like COVID, sit there and say, we're not going along with it? Are you at a competitive disadvantage if you don't go along with it? Will athletes choose other places to go based on state legislation that says legally, it's the law, they have to pay you a percentage of the revenue they generate. Will that be a recruiting difference maker? If it's proven to be, then other leagues might buckle. Other states might buckle. We'll just have to see. But that's coming. Just like name, image, likeness, that's coming. Taylor Bell says, if federal regulators get involved in NIL, the player unionization crowd will only get louder. Yep. Oh, it gives them more muscle. Yeah, it gives them a lot more muscle. These are things that aren't pleasant conversations at all, y'all. At least for me, they're not. I don't like them. I don't like the idea of it. I'm totally against it. But it's out there, and it's the voice is getting louder. And like I've said to date, my unconditional love for college football is unwavering. I don't know if they completely make this someday basically pro sports. I'm not sure how I feel. Maybe I adjust to it. I'm not going to like it, but maybe I adjust to it. Or maybe I just go where I'm just hanging out and watching high school games. But look, you've got states where name, image, likeness is okay for high school kids. It's passed. In Tennessee, it's passed. High school kids in this state can get name, image, likeness money. Now, I don't think there's a whole lot of business out there for kids, but it's legal. In Louisiana, you can. There's several states where you can. California, you can. Jim of Jupiter says, of course, you are at a competitive disadvantage. Everybody will have to buckle, and that sucks. Well, yeah, but can, for example, the collectives inside the SEC raise enough money to offset, for example, the model that California has? Now, you got to remember, the model that California has is just their model. Your state, wherever you're located, could come up with their own model. Their model says capped at $25,000. Evenly distributed, male, female, doesn't matter whether your sport is revenue generating or not. The revenue generating sport's going to supply the money for everybody else, and it's going to be even. The quarterback, for example, at least with the revenue sharing, doesn't get more than somebody on the rowing team. Now, name, image, likeness is still available there. Okay, that's not the only rule. You still have name, image, likeness. So, folks, here's where we have gone the last X number of years. Remember, we were told, just for the sake of being fair, we need to institute full cost of attendance. And supposedly there's a money difference that's left over to where we can pay our student athletes in the name of full cost of attendance. And maybe it's $800 a month. Maybe it's $500. Maybe it's whatever, right? We were told that, oh, what, 7, 8, 9 years ago. That's fair. Let's do it. Then we were told, no, 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 no. Players ought to be able to go out and sell their brand and make money off their brand. It's their name. It's their brand. If somebody wants to sponsor it, they should be able to make money off of it. The problem with that is, and it sounds nice and innocent and cute, the problem with that is it was a monster lie. It was a freaking lie. It wasn't about brand awareness for the player. It was about pay for play because they knew the NCAA is not going to do a bleeping thing about it. There's no police force. So you have full cost of attendance, check. Now, name, image, likeness, which none of this has to do with your brand and you making money off your brand. It's flat out getting paid for you because you're good. And it's advance payments being acknowledged. It's signing bonus stuff. It's a complete lie. All of it is. The next step, y'all, California, let's just review this again. We've got full cost of attendance. That's flowing. We've got name, image, likeness, the big lie. That's flowing. Now we have give me some of that revenue. Just flat out payments. California is on the verge and will pass this. So the question is, for example, the SEC. Do you think a player in the SEC, I'm talking about numbers though, not one dude, but you think it will hurt the SEC? If the SEC said, we're not going to do that, or states in the SEC, either, say, no, we're not going to buckle to that. Do you think that would hurt the SEC if, for example, let's say I'm in Tennessee. The collective at Tennessee, the Spires Group, is very rich and powerful, right? Lots of money. I'm just giving you one example. We could go any state you want to go. Could they supply enough money to where it wouldn't matter about some law that another state has luring your players to other places? That's possible. We don't really know yet. Could it be a competitive disadvantage for some? Absolutely. I don't know if it's as all-encompassing, though, as the fear may be. Not yet. It might be. This is one of those items that falls under the category, you don't know what you don't know. You ever heard that in life? I know we all have. You don't know what you don't know. Right? That's in that category there. Falls perfectly into that category. We'll see what happens. No, Kev, up in Chicago, Bill, all the bells and whistles that attract some of these recruits to these schools, like fancy locker rooms, etc., will be diminished. Yeah, nothing's more important. All these big buildings and bells and whistles and fancy stuff, that sells. He's saying if it's just solely now revenue going to the players, that's going to be more important than the fancy stuff. The new shiny, everything on the campus smells like a new car. You know, you get in a new car and you get that new car smell and just, it seduces you, right? It's like, buy, buy, buy. That new car smell just literally seduces you into buying. He's saying that the revenue that is possible for these players with some of these new laws, like California, will supplant, will supersede fancy stuff. I don't know. Depends on where you're at. Now we'll get the break. Griff coming up about 20 minutes into hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning, Steve T-Dot. I'm here with some flashing lights. 65 northbound at Trinity Lane, cleaning up some type of debris. Southbound, of course, is doing what it normally does. Run slow here. Southbound 65 from Trinity Lane all the way down past Fern. Traffic still holding up, coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Heavy but moving 24 westbound at Bell Road, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check out a list of their services online at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. Start your day with an American or cold brew, or for a taste of Music City, grab a West End latte flavored with local honey and cinnamon. A breakfast club biscuit or an everything all at once sandwich will fill you up and let you focus on your day. Bongo Java also has you covered for lunch with tasty deli sandwiches served on fresh baked ciabatta bread, like the I'll Have What She's Having or the Godfather. Bongo Java, open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy a fresh cup of Bongo Java in the heart of Music City. Bongo Java is the Nashville way to start the day. Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown 5th Avenue, Music City.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel, all in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at edwinwattsgolfshops.com.
The 2023 season of Atlanta Braves baseball is on, and this squad is fired up to make a run at a sixth straight division crown.
High fly, deep to left, forget about it for Austin Riley. A blast to left.
Catch the 2023 Atlanta Braves right here on Nashville's home for Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Hoptown boy up in Kentucky, in Hoptown, Bill. Instead of fancy buildings, get ready for fancy accounting. Well, true. Very true. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Now, Rod has a daughter who is on scholarship at Arkansas. She's a swimmer there. So he sees all this stuff. I mean, he sees the process. He sees what's going on with name, image, likeness, and full cost of attendance. By the way, Rod, is that... Is full cost of attendance, what's that like at Arkansas, if you can fill us in, if you're able to? Arkansas is a money school. You got lots of money at Arkansas. You want to hear some of the Arkansas folks? How about Walmart? How about Tyson Chicken? Just to name a few there. Just to name a couple. Rod of Buckeye in Texas says, my issue with the California model is the sharing of the revenue without the sharing of expenses. Give them the money, make them pay for the services they get. Well, yes, I probably agree with that. The comeback's going to be, well, they're giving you their service. They're performing. Their performance is the revenue stream. This is going to be interesting to see how the future treats us with all this stuff. Steven in Athens, Georgia. Bill, hearing Blake talk about Wes Johnson makes me very excited. Could we get a home run hire, great recruiter, please? Steven, I'll tell you what. Hey, Patton, do we still have that clip, or did we lose those? The home run hire, great recruiter. Yeah, take a look. All right, Aliquippa Bob, let's pull him up down in the Sunshine State. No longer in Aliquippa, down in the Sunshine State. What's up, Bob? How you doing, sir?
I am doing great, Bill. It's beautiful down here. It's just every day is sunny, and it's just wonderful down here.
You don't regret that move?
Not at all, Bill. I should have made it 20 years ago. Hey, you know, you're talking about this this business of unionizing college sports and that. And what my question is, Bill, and what my lack of understanding is, I don't know labor laws, but these are schools. And this is athletics. And when I think of a school, I think, okay, you know, Penn State's a big engineering school. They have some medical. You know, Pitt's a big medical school. They have some engineering. Not every school specializes in everything. So why do you need athletics? Because if you go to a union and you join a union, don't you have to be an employee of that university? And where is all that money coming from to pay for all those benefits and tenure and all this other stuff that goes along with it? I would just say, no, we're not doing that. Goodbye. And if we have to shut down for a year, we'll shut down for a year, but we're not doing it. I just can't put the two together, Bill. They're not a corporation. They're universities. Yeah, I just don't get that connection. And I understand there's unions inside universities, but those are employees of the school and the university.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I'm missing the whole boat here. And I'd love to hear from some folks out there that own companies. I mean, I had my own company, but you know, self-employed, and I didn't have, you know, any employees, but I think if they would come in, and if I did, and they said, hey, we're forming a union, I'd say, okay, good, you know, we're closing. Goodbye. I just don't get that, Bill. It's a school. It's a university. It's not a corporation.
I just don't know which schools will have the guts to do that.
I would think, if you're talking about $25,000 per player cap, I would think the Big Ten would go along with it. I think the SEC would stand up to it, Bill.
They're the ones that don't conform. That's true. That's true. And I don't know. The SEC is so strong, and the collectives at each school are so strong, and the revenue that you're getting, I don't know that they would buckle. You're right. They may not eventually.
And the second question would be, Bill, why do we need two professional leagues for football? If you're going to do that and go through all this trouble of unionizing and such, just go out and form a league for players from 18 to 22 or something like that, 18-year-olds to 22-year-olds. Why do you need a league that's going to rival the NFL? Which is basically what you're talking about, right?
I mean, rival it just because it's a salary-based league?
Yeah, it's a professional league. If you pay somebody to do something, they're professional, right? And if they're going to unionize and this sort of thing, are you going to have contracts involved? Are you going to have trades? Are you going to have – what happens when you release a player? You know, it's Pandora's box. And, I mean, it might be a little forward-thinking, but if players come out and unionize, then in essence – You have every college signing on. You've now formed some kind of a league, correct? A professional league.
Yeah. Not only that, but you have the SEC today in D.C. lobbying about uniformity when it comes to name, image, likeness. So it's
it's really killing the sport, Bill. But I just wonder when some of these colleges are just going to say enough's enough. We don't need sports, just like we don't need we don't offer sports here at this school, just like we don't offer nursing or we don't offer engineering or you know, we're a liberal arts college. We don't have the technical sciences.
Right.
Just have to wonder, Bill. Unless those universities are making so much money that we're not seeing off these programs. I just, you know, and I'm thinking of the Penn State model where Penn State, you know, I think athletics is on its own. It supports itself, and I think they pay the university $3 or $4 million a year. And that's about it. The two are separate. So I don't know how their schools do it, but if the schools are absorbing all these profits, then maybe. But why would Penn State continue on when their athletic department is separate to begin with under those terms and circumstances?
Bob, appreciate it, man. Stay in touch.
All right, Bill. I'll talk at you.
Yep. Alec Ripple, Bob down in the Sunshine State. Loving life and the weather down there. We're getting a little bit of a cold front. It's going to get in the low 80s here. Couple of days. That's what they're saying. I'm good. I mean, I can hang with that. No worries. Griff coming up about 20 minutes into hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still some traffic volume on 24 coming up through the Hickory Hollow area. As you come in from Rutherford County, just that normal buildup passing Bell Road. It's busy now through the Mount Juliet area headed into Hermitage on 40 westbound. Watch for a little bit of radar in parts of Wilson Smith County this morning. Still building right now through Franklin Brentwood on 65 north through that stretch of Williamson County. Hey, if you own your own business, you may be ready for your next adventure. Dynamite Brokers can help you sell your business with a huge profit. Log on to dynamitebrokers.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Nashville, start your engines. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is coming to the streets of downtown Nashville. Experience 3 days of racing, music, family fun zone, food trucks, and more. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is August 4th through August 6th. From stadium super trucks flying through the air to open wheel IndyCar racing that turns right. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix has something for every race fan. There's music all day, every day. And don't miss the Friday and Saturday night concert under the stars. And they have rides for the kids provided by Wesley Mortgage. The streets of Music City come alive August 4th through August 6th. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Grab your tickets before they're gone and log on to musiccitygp.com. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's more than a race. It's a festival.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Sports fans, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights at 6 and hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby and Darren McFarland.
Hey, listen to Youth Connect on Monday nights from 6 until 7 o'clock as we highlight high-level trainers, coaches, and players in and around Middle Tennessee. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. We live video stream all of our shows on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
And hear me, Seagull Boys basketball coach Matt Rigsby.
And hear me, Darren McFarland, live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
The
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Says here on Twitter, wonder if the Big Ten, the SEC, or whoever could start their own league and exclude California teams. Guess that would be a no-go for the Big Ten since USC and UCLA are coming in. Well, I mean, they've already got a league. You're talking about, like, the postseason, exclude the West Coast? Well, they may be doing that to themselves. Let's just look at the reality of those schools on the West Coast. What's their revenue stream going to be? Now, they're saying under this new law that will be passed that it's a cap of $25K, and if football's the only revenue generator, that's fine. They'll just split it up between all the sports, men's and women's, revenue, non-revenue, whatever. And the cap is $25K. But let's dig a little deeper. Right now, they don't know what their future is as a sports league, the Pac-12, because they still don't have a media rights agreement. And it's not seemingly going well. Not only that, but you're about to get poached. If anything looks like they're not going to get a decent agreement or not getting one at all, which I don't think that happens, but it could very well be that they don't get a good enough agreement. And you start losing teams, Arizona, Colorado, for example, to the Big 12. What's that do to the league? What kind of revenues are we talking about? Now, let's face it. At a lot of Pac-12 schools, you've got attendance problems. Now, attendance has been a problem at a lot of places. TV and the luxury of being at home and all that is hurt attendance. But out west, I mean, it's awful, right? It is absolutely god-awful. Maybe not in Eugene, Oregon. Maybe not in Seattle. But most places, it's sparse when it comes to attendance from time to time. I mean, it looks like it's a COVID year at some of these places. Now, what's that have to do with revenue? I don't know yet. We don't know yet. Again, we don't know what we don't know, but it's not like we're talking about a real healthy environment out there, despite this rule. Now, here's the deal. If you're an athlete who can go to a lot of different schools, you're a California kid, California is loaded with players, right? Loaded. All sports. Would you stay with a California school because you get $25K plus the possibility of name, image, likeness, plus the full cost of attendance? Or would you go somewhere where it's supported, the fans love it, the stands are full, there's passion, there's energy, and you can win? Does the money win or does the possibilities win? It's a good question. It's a very good question. Noah Kev up in Chicago, is that $25K tax-free? Absolutely not. Revenue's revenue. They will tax that into oblivion. If you're an athlete, that's another thing now. You're in California, they're already taking about 60, maybe more percent of your money. You got all kinds of taxes in that state. So that $25K is going to be worth what to each kid? After taxation, what's that $25K going to be? Now, they're not all in the highest tax bracket, but a chunk of that's being, I'd say, let's just say it's worth, I don't know, 15. I mean, 15's better than zero, for sure. I mean, if you got no money in your pocket, 15's good. But, and those, I'm assuming now, that's a yearly number. okay? 25K. So that comes at you in what, monthly installments or biweekly? I mean, we don't know that. At least I haven't seen anything on it. So how much you getting per paycheck? You know, $2,000 a month is 24. So, and is that just during the school season or is that just 12 months a year? Don't know that either. And that $2K a month, I'm just rounding it off, is worth what? About $1,300-$1,400 a month. And again, it's better than nothing. I don't know that's sexy enough to keep some kid who's a hot shot from coming to another league. I mean, even the rumor about what Nico's getting blows that whole thing out of the water, even though I don't believe he's getting $8 million. I mean, do you rather have whatever Nico's getting and he hadn't really played it down yet, or $25K that's taxable? I don't think Nico's going back home. Griff in about 20 minutes. I'm Dean Asheville Hotel.
Uma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Uma?
Yep, switching to Uma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at uma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Post-COVID travel is on a surge. Many of you are traveling for fun because you've been locked up for 2 years. Listen, whether you're traveling for fun to Italy, Greece, Spain, France, or somewhere else fun in the world or USA,